accused President Trump of worsening America's issues and said to deflect from them.
He lied, he scapegoated, and he distracted.
There were also special guests honored last night.
Here with us tonight is a group of winners who just made the entire nation proud.
The U.S. men's gold medal-winning hockey team. America's listening to Fox News.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pain, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your routine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a special formula of four natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. So call 1-800-4-RELIEF and try their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Simply call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, don't let it keep you from living the life you want. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
From the 1 Hour Heating and Air Studios, online at onehourmagic.com. You're listening to the Grand Strand's most trusted morning show, the Hot Talk Morning Show on WRNN Socastee Myrtle Beach. Hot Talk 99.5.
From the Axelrod and Associates Traffic Center, we remain accident-free along the Grand Strand. Look for heavier traffic volume on Highway 501 beachbound from 4th Avenue and Conway to University Boulevard, Highway 90 at East Cox Ferry Road, Highway 544 at Myrtle Ridge, and Dick Pond Road at the Swing Bridge. From the Axelrod and Associates Traffic Center, got Axelrod, I'm Trip West on Hot Talk 99.5.
All right, warmer temperatures for the rest of the week, settling in nicely. We'll be in the upper 50s to near 60 this afternoon. The rain chances pick up late tomorrow and through most of the day Friday, but we should clear out in time for the weekend. Rain-free this weekend, and those warmer temperatures will continue. We'll be in the mid to the upper 60s Saturday and Sunday into the low 70s inland. Right now it's 49 at the beach. The weather is brought to you by the Snake Chaser, your professional nuisance wildlife removal expert. You spend a lot of time and money on your lawn. Those moles don't care. Rid your yard of those pesky moles. Call the Snake Chaser at 902-5706 or go to thesnakechaser.com.
This is Tom Winslow from the Winslow Law Firm. I'm often asked, what separates Winslow Law from other lawyers? The answer is summed up in our mission statement, committed counsel for our community and clients and coworkers. We aren't just lawyers, we're counselors. Our promise is to talk to you first, to learn who you are, what your goals and challenges are. In fact, many local law firms refer their cases to Winslow Law. That's right. Most Grand Strand law firms can't handle all kinds of law. Even local lawyers know how effective we are as attorneys and counselors. So when they refer another firm to handle a case, they choose to reach out to Winslow Law. Let us serve you in the same way. Go to winslowlawyers.com and you'll see our commitment. Or call me, Tom Winslow, directly at 843-357-9301. Remember, Winslow Law, committed counsel by our community and clients. I'm Tom Winslow, and I'm here to serve you as your counselor and attorney. Thank you.
Winslow Law, attorneys and counselors at law, 11019 Ocean Highway, Polly's Island.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I spent years living in fear of calcium oxalate crystal stones, always afraid of when the next one would hit. Now I just take Kidney Cop.
Battling calcium oxalate stones, it's time to try Kidney Cop, a doctor-recommended kidney supplement that has been shown in laboratory tests to reduce the growth rate of calcium oxalate crystals by 99%. Get Kidney Cop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
Long Island Pizza Strong is raising funds for the family of Officer Patricia Espinoza, killed by a drunk driver. Officer Espinoza was a dedicated police officer, a loving mother with an amazing soul, and a friend of the Genova family. Genova's Pizza and Pasta on Highway 544 in Myrtle Beach is participating by donating $5 of every pizza sold on Wednesday, February 25th. 100% of these funds are going to go directly to Officer Espinoza's family. Get your pizza and support a great cause Wednesday, February 25th.
From Shore Drive to Litchfield and everywhere on the Grand Strand, we are where you are. The Hot Talk Morning Show. Hot Talk 99.5.
Hour 3. And we here we go.
Yes, sir. T-Day Slide. We are on to hour number three on this funky hump day. It's 8:07 here on Hot Talk at 99.5, Wednesday, February 25th, 2026. WRNN.net is our website. If you'd like to listen back to my conversation that I had with our friend Lisa Borsier within the public school system here in the Independent Republic of Brigadier General Peter O'Ree County, you can do so in podcast form, again, on our website at WRNN.net, from a slip in enrollment to the beginning of the, from the beginning of the academic year to ongoing capital project improvements due to our crowded schools and given the fact that we live in the fastest growing area and the fastest growing state in the country. No doubt at the top of many minds for parents who have school-age children within the public school system, as we've also seen due to the dip of enrollment within the public schools, more people exploring options when it comes to school choice, whether it be charter schools in the area, private schools, or, of course, we have seen an uptick in homeschooling, not only here in our region, but all across the country as well over the last several years, in large part due to the COVID mess that we all had to work through going back now 5-6 years ago. Slide, as I mentioned, once again, our phone line's having a little trouble at 839-9950. So I'm going to flash back to a generational job that my grandma once was a part of as the Bell Atlantic teleoperator in New Brunswick, New Jersey, as I'm patching through my friend Yael Losowski. Hello, telephone operator. Can you connect me to Vienna, Austria? Dialing code plus 43. Here, this is Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Yep, plug in, and here we are. It's a plug-and-play DJ Slide with our friend Yael Losowski of the Consumer Choice Center at consumerchoicecenter.org. Mr. Losowski, how goes it thousands of miles away from the Grand Strand here on this glorious Wednesday morning?
Well, it's probably not as beautiful as there, but doing pretty nice here. There's a lot of action that's going on. It's for us, it's looking nice outside, so finally get to take the bikes out. You know, enjoy big city life, as it were.
Big city life in Vienna, Austria. All right. And how goes that for the Osowski family as you're bicycling around the many streets of that beautiful city?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I know people in Myrtle Beach are probably just, you know, on the boardwalk or something will go on their bicycle. They wouldn't even think about going to the Square Mall or something. But here, very normal transportation. It's very nice out. We've got a nice river that's right in the middle of the city, the Danube River, so we're able to bicycle over to that, and obviously have the kids playing sports, you know, doing tennis and ballet, so busy balancing all of that, and it takes a lot out of you.
Nothing better, my friend, than the time in which we're living in right now, and that's the present, with some beautiful young daughters that you have growing up that way, and often making trips back here to the States to visit your family as well, the global grassroots movement for consumer choice. Obviously, we've been talking about President Trump's State of the Union address. First, before we get into the conversation around tariffs and some of the things that caught my attention, not that they'll become reality this session or ever when it comes to Congress because of the political influencers out there, mainly the lobbyists and the big companies that would be in position to actually lose money when it comes to things like health care or when it comes to tax rates and whatnot. But do you feel like we just put too much into the State of the Union here in modern day 2026? Because the way I look at it is, you know, we've gone all in, our news agencies, social media. Okay, we get the political news of the day all day, every day. Yeah, there was once a time where you would rarely see the President of the United States, and usually you may only see him during a night like last night where he delivered the State of the Union the way President Trump did. Given all the information that we have access to, at the end of the day, does this have a lot of influence on the minds of voters as you move through an election season? And, of course, you know, the election not being held in terms of the midterms into November. So he may get a bump, he may not, but nonetheless, we make it up to be some big speech. End of the day, does it really move the needle in one way or the other when it comes to the American electorate?
Well, I definitely would say not for Trump. I mean, we just see so much of Trump. That's why, if you remember, you know, a couple months ago, everyone had all these online rumors that he was super ill or something. It's like, just because he wasn't in front of a camera for, you know, 2 hours, everyone assumed he was sick or something. But, you know, we see a lot of Trump. He's very open with press availability. He opines on absolutely everything. So the State of the Union is not that special. He basically ran through everything he says every other day. And, you know, once you've seen one big Trump speech, you've kind of seen a little bit of how he does it, how he sets up his material. So it's not really that important anymore. Of course, most of our brains now are kind of brain rotted by social media stuff, and we're looking for 60-second clips, 90-second clips, and a two-hour speech does not cut into that. So it'll be more interesting to see what does come out of the speech for various news outlets, what people actually cling to. What I love about the State of the Union mostly are just a lot of the stories of individual bravery, people in the military, you have families, you have the guy in the Coast Guard who saved the young girl at the camp in Texas. I actually prefer those because it's a way to highlight nationally. Normally we're talking about tragedies and sad things in the news, but we can actually look at real heroism and positive stories and change in people's lives.
Yeah, there's no question I would agree with that sentiment. Given that you were born north of the border, became an American citizen, and now live in a neutral country like Vienna, Austria, I'm sure you were tuned in Sunday afternoon from your home watching the gold medal hockey match between the U.S. and Team Canada. Okay, so were you? Did you have a rooting interest, or was it sort of a split at Yael Lisowski as to who you would like to win the gold medal when it comes to Olympic hockey?
You know, I knew you would ask that. So I actually asked my daughter, I said, well, which one should we root for? And she just looked, well, whichever one has the more beautiful jersey. So she chose red and for Canada. just depend on the circumstance. But happy either way and very cool to see. It was a very interesting hockey match. You know, you had a lot of power plays. You had a lot of guys being put in the penalty box. It really doesn't square up to a normal NHL match where you have a lot more violent fighting and stuff, but the world was watching. But overall, incredibly good match, and yeah, my loyalties are often split at the Olympic Games. The winter ones, it's always a bit easier, though, to kind of push for the winter countries, if you know what I mean.
I mean, I'll say this, you did a great job there by placing your daughter in the middle of all the pushback you're about to get from the Myrtle Beach area based on the fact that you sided with Canada and not the United States, using your small 6-year-old daughter to come in between you and a big decision that's going to weigh heavily on the people who tune into you and take you as a credible guest with the Consumer Choice Center. So I see what you did there. Maybe you could just ask your other daughter next time if she doesn't give you the answer that you're looking for prior to a radio appearance here on the good old U.S. of A.
Oh, they love America, and I'm pretty sure if they knew what was happening with that hockey match, they knew which side they would cheer for.
Actually, I caught up during our music bingo the other day with a few Canadians who are vacationing down this way, the Snowbirds, and I also have a very passionate Coastal Carolina baseball fan from Canada. His name is Canada John, and we were talking the other day about the mess that was COVID, the shutdowns, and the fact that leisure travel was shut down between the two nations for the better part of a couple of years. And to hear stories to the lengths that these people went to get to the free land of the good old U.S. of A., it still just shocks me to the extent that they really felt completely clamped down without a voice. And they would do pretty much anything and everything and include dipping into their savings just to somehow, some way get here to the United States. And I'm sure a dime a dozen when it comes to the stories that you know, given that you're from up that way from 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, and one interesting thing, Joe, just let's just think sociologically. A lot of people have moved on from thinking about COVID and what happened during that time. I deal with politics and what's happening in the news every single day, and a lot of times it's an afterthought. I think for a lot of people who were not very political before, you know, they were really radicalized by a lot of the measures that were installed globally. And, you know, some of us kind of forget that sometimes. I know I definitely do. If I go back and think about it and look at old pictures, I can remember, oh, yeah, we had to stay home, or we had to wear a mask to go here, needed a vaccine to do X or Y. I think it's very important to the American story that we continue to talk about it and remember the lessons, because everything that we were feeling is something that, you know, you never know could come back again. And we have to be sure that we cling to our principles and our liberty, and we have to ensure that we don't allow that to happen again. But 100% true that a lot of stuff that people suffered, it was terrible. I was reading a lot about what was happening in China at the time as well. Just a lot of stuff we have to can't have a short memory on it. You got to remember it and uphold to our liberties.
Yeah, unfortunately, we are in a 24-hour news cycle, and what was yesterday's news is often forgotten today, and forget about what we'll be thinking about tomorrow. But there's no question, 2020, 2021, tough for a lot of reasons, for a lot of people, and as you mentioned, we should be continuing to think about this, because before 2020, we probably never thought something like this could occur, and now, as the sort of pessimist in the room, looking at it as, what's the next thing that's going to come up, where they're going to try and shut down our businesses and keep our kids out of school for any lengthy period of time. Yael Osowski with the Consumer Choice Center with us here this morning. All right, let's get to the tariffs. Last Friday, Supreme Court turns away and strikes down President Trump's levying of these tariffs as he continues to negotiate some of these trade deals. And at the end of the day, they ruled on a particular law, just like they did with Biden's student loan forgiveness. So just like Biden, President Trump was essentially told that he can still implement these tariffs, but he would need to use a different law to do it. Now, at the Consumer Choice Center, not a big fan of the implementation of these tariffs that we have seen through Trump 1 and now through Trump's second term. Why is that?
Overall, it just comes down to cost. And I think a lot of people just assume that tariffs are paid by foreigners who are trying to sell things to the United States, but anybody who's actually ordered something and had it arrive via FedEx and then had to pay the tariff on site understands that that's not true. So that's why we don't like tariffs, is because they artificially raise the price of the goods that you're getting to the door, and those are just consumer goods. If we're even thinking about the larger industrial products, if we're thinking about tin and sheet metal and all of the supplies that we import globally and have to bring into the U.S. market, rather than costing, let's say, $50 a square meter, it's going to end up costing $65 or $70, and that has to go all along the supply chain until it takes more money out of your wallet. So that is our kind of argument against the tariffs and how they are done, particularly for consumers who are just shopping, buying things. You know, you do feel it and you do see it. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time, but those things catch up. And just like with taxation, whether it be in raising corporate taxes or anything else, those costs are always passed down to the consumers. So you end up paying more. And in this case, we're just paying more to the government. So in a way, it's just another tax increase.
Yeah, and essentially, I would agree with that sentiment. Tariffs are a tax. It's not a theory, not a talking point. It's a tax. Look at it if you own a business, right? When you raise costs, someone has to pay that, whether it be the supplier, the retailer, or the customer. Usually the customer pays the cost when it comes to you having to do business. Now, the Constitution gives Congress the power to lay and collect taxes. You can argue that tariffs protect industry, and they can. You can argue that they create leverage, and they have. But let's be clear about what Yael is saying here. A cost increase imposed by government that moves through the system. It's no drama. It's no conspiracy. It's just economics and accountability. So you're going to pay more for a consumer good when those tariffs are heightened the way we've seen. Now, having said that, the argument is that we need more fair trade practices. And we've tried to pass trade deals over the years. You think of NAFTA. You think of the Pacific Trade Deal. Many Americans, and President Trump has laid it out there, that he feels like our industry and our country has gotten the short end of the stick.
Yeah, I just don't think it's been true. If we look at consumer surplus, if you look at disposable income, you look at every metric, Americans are richer. We have more products at our disposal. And when you have a system where you increase tariffs and you try to do this, you have this number that's thrown around, about trade imbalance. Let's say we buy more from this country than they buy from us. You're never going to have 100% equality when it comes to the goods that you buy and the things that you sell with another country. It's the same with Canada, the same with the UK, France, even China. There's a lot of things that we're going to buy. We're going to buy a lot of French wine or Spanish wine. Are the French and the Spanish going to buy a lot of California wine? We don't know, but they do buy our technology. They buy our oil products. So it's different per industry, and that metric is what President Trump has clung to. He sees it as unfair, but he comes from the construction background. He comes from the world of building, and a lot of that is very much tit for tat. They take this, we have that. And it's just very different when it comes to global trade. And Americans are richer today because we can import from all of these different countries. Many other countries do not have the availability of supply that you have in the United States. And I think that is a comparative advantage that is very important for our society, for the free markets that we've built up. And constructing a system where we would have tariffs, if that is how you're funding your government, sure. But in that case, we need to be repealing all these other taxes, income taxes and everything else. And considering we're not going to have that anytime soon, for now, I'm just going to keep fighting against tariffs.
Well, there you go. Great segue, right? Again, you know, this is a pipe dream, and it was just kind of thrown out there for a few seconds during President Trump's State of the Union as he told the American people that he would be in support of eliminating the federal income tax rate here in our country in order to continue to implement heavier tariffs on imported goods. So when you look at the federal tax rate for income, you look at that 15% to 18%. So interesting idea. It's a pipe dream. Congress at this point, they're not going to move anywhere in that direction anytime soon. Election year withholding. But to the American people, right, I'm always open to listening to ideas, right, where we can keep more of our hard-earned money in our pocket. And if we were to pay more, say, for imported goods through a tariff and taxation to save 15 to 18% on the federal income tax rate, I think the American people might be open to that idea.
Man, Joe, you're quoting these old tax brackets, man. That stuff is up to 20%.
20%?
Yeah, it's 14, 20%, 26%, 29%. We're talking about a quarter of our income to the federal income tax, mostly going to interest on the debt, and plenty more to come. And again, those are just the federal income tax, not even talking about Social Security, Medicare,
state.
Not even talking about state tax, income tax, municipal tax if you live in one of these godforsaken areas. So, yeah, they do pile up.
But with that said, I mean, you could see then you just double down on my point, right? All right, if I'm spending 25% on federal income tax rate, I could keep 25% of my money. And if I have to pay a couple of dollars more for an imported product, why would I not want to support that sort of endeavor?
So it's an interesting premise, and it is how our country was first funded. It was all through tariffs in the basically the origins of the 13 colonies and then the United States of America. And you really only had this national income tax that came in 1913. And everything up until that point was funded by customs duties. If you saw the Death by Lightning movie on Netflix, you know, Grover Cleveland is the customs inspector and he's taking money at the New York ports. It is how we funded our government. If we are going to do that and move to tariffs, considering the amount that we did raise, I mean, our government spends $17 trillion. So we would need to increase tariffs, much higher than they are now. And we definitely have to cut a lot of government spending, definitely in favor of that. But it'd be very difficult. We've grown a government that is far too large to survive on tariffs alone. So we're going to find other creative methods of making money. So I have no idea how to do that. Be up to a great Congress, a great president to do it. Right now, those aren't the ideas we're about.
Yeah, I was going to say, pipe dream, and it might be just that, a dream, but nonetheless, something to consider and an idea that might be worth exploring, especially for those who feel like that we need more limited government and we need to reduce the scope and size of that centralized operation up in the swamp. But on that note, same thing with healthcare. He also said, hey, instead of all these subsidies that were given to healthcare companies, health insurance companies, why not give these dollars to the American people, let them shop around for what's best in terms of options when it comes to the way they consume healthcare in our country?
Yeah, once again, Trump's instinct is not wrong. The dollars in the healthcare system are best spent by individuals and not by third-party players, so that you don't need the insurance companies to cover you going to the doctor for your checkup. You don't need to have, your employer knowing exactly what insurance you have for your eyeglasses or whatever it might be. So he's definitely right. A lot of it has to be there, but we don't need a system of the government that takes the money from us and then just refunds us to
sure.
Get the medical care. Just make sure we don't get taxed in the first place. We have more money to spend. That is much freer market, much more competition, would lower costs. Again, Trump's instinct is not wrong. Get money into the hands of the people. That also comes with getting those taxes down, increasing the health savings accounts that many people have access to, all kinds of different tools. But yeah, I think he's very on the money on this, but we'll see what happens in Congress.
Yeah, and again, election year, you're not going to get much in terms of any movement on what would be, you know, landmark types of pieces of legislation to pass through the halls of the House and then in the Senate. He is the global grassroots movement. Well, he is not in particularly the single most beholden person behind the global grassroots movement for consumer choice, but he is part of the Consumer Choice Center, and you can find out more about what they do at consumerchoicecenter.org. Great stuff, as always, my friend Yael, and we'll catch up in a couple weeks.
Thank you very much, Joe. And just for the listeners, do not worry. I can never become American president because I wasn't born here. But my ideas, I'm still going to try to influence as much as I can.
I mean, he's going to bring a Canadian hockey jersey into the Oval Office should you give him those decision rights. Thanks to the Constitution, that will never happen. 8:27 here on Hot Talk at 99.5 and the Hot Talk Morning Show. ConsumerChoiceCenter.org. Great conversation here this morning on some of the, you know, bigger topics being discussed all across the country on the heels of President Trump's State of the Union address on Tuesday night.
Three people were hurt Tuesday night in a wreck on the Robert Griffin Parkway and Highway 31 interchange. Horry County Fire Rescue crews were dispatched to the area around 7:50 p.m. for a two-vehicle crash that blocked traffic near the on-ramp. The South Carolina Highway Patrol is investigating. One person was treated for injuries after a multi-unit residential fire in the Saugusties area on Tuesday. Crews responded at 5:48 p.m. to Horizon River Drive. Two units sustained fire and smoke damage, while the third sustained water damage. The fire was put under control, and the cause of it will be investigated. One person is dead after an early February crash on Highway 90. The crash happened on February 4th on Highway 90, just north of Highway 22. A Lexus sedan was turning left onto Highway 90 from the Highway 22 exit ramp when a Lincoln SUV traveling on Highway 90 hit the Lexus. The driver of the Lexus has died, and the driver of the SUV was taken to the hospital. I'm Sam Wiederhaft, and those are your Hot Talk headlines on Hot Talk 99.5.
And again, warmer temperatures for the rest of the week. We'll be in the upper 50s to near 60 this afternoon under cloudy skies. Rain chance is going to pick up, but showers late Thursday and through most of the day Friday should be clearing out for the weekend, though. And those temperatures will remain steady. We'll get into the mid to upper 60s on the Grand Strand, and we'll get into the low 70s inland. Right now, it's 51 at the beach.
You know, choosing the right real estate agent can make a huge difference in the money you make from a sale. Hey, Sean Hannity here, and you've heard me talk about how I'm an active investor, and as I travel across this great country, one thing I see time and time again, a wrong agent can cost you thousands of dollars. If I needed to sell a home in your area, no question, there's only one agent I trust. And here in Myrtle Beach, I absolutely trust Blake Sloan of Sloan Realty Group. The truth is most agents only sell a couple of homes a month, and they only invest a few hundred dollars on marketing every year. Now, this is the agent that has the tools, the experience, the marketing budget to get your home in front of most buyers today, and that means looking at your home. Now, you can get multiple offers and sell for the most money possible. Find out how much demand there is for your home and command that right now. Choose who I trust to create the most demand. Call Blake Sloan today at 808-SOLD. Or online at BlakeSloan.com. That's BlakeSloan.com.
Hey, it's Ruthie here. If you're ready for a kitchen makeover, head straight to the local experts, Cabinets in Stock, at the intersection of Highway 544 and Highway 31. They've been serving the Grand Strand since 1991, and they keep the most popular style in stock. Beautiful, white, shaker cabinets, ready for pickup or install. Cabinets in Stock are locally owned and operated, and the community loves them. Voted best of the Grand Strand 7 years in a row. Quality, convenience, and people you can trust. Cabinets in Stock. Experience the difference.
All right, we've got just a few seconds. Went a little late with Yael Lisowski, but enjoyed the informative conversation, his perspective on the news headlines of the day. 839-9950 if you want to jump in on the text line.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm CJ Papa. Most things are cheaper, the claim from President Trump during his State of the Union address.
The cost of chicken, butter, fruit, hotels, automobiles, rent is lower today than when I took office by a lot.
Officials here have decided that the best thing they can do ahead of the midterms to convince people that the economy is working better for them is to highlight the president's policy of no tax on tips. The day after the big speech, 3 o'clock, that is when President Trump has a meeting with the Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy about revitalizing Dulles.
Fox's Peter Ducey. Some Republicans want to rename the airport in Northern Virginia after President Trump. Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger pushes back.
His reckless trade policies have forced American families to pay more than $1,700 each.
America's listening to Fox News.
The morning show the Grand Strand Trust to stay informed. The Hot Talk Morning Show with Joe Katz. Mornings 6 to 10.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Good morning, everybody.
On Hot Talk.
What's up?
99.5.
From the Axelrod and Associates Traffic Center.